When you need immediate care, you want a team that cares about you. Desert Oasis Healthcare's award-winning immediate care clinics offer you what you need, like same-day service on a variety of tests, including COVID testing for COVID treatment options. Meet our efficient, caring, and knowledgeable team in four locations throughout the Valley. We take pride in our service, and caring for you is our passion. Visit us when you need care and see why many agree. Desert Oasis Healthcare is the best of desert.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Stores' four Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend, Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, on Friday, December 30th, this is Auld Lang Syne. Happy New Year, Joey pals. Let's listen. Tommy Dorsey's orchestra, Glenn Miller's. Now I know. There's the lead in the reeds. Yeah, it's Glenn Miller. Yeah, very Glenn Miller. Oh, thank you. That's nice, Rick. Okay, Joey pals, it is December 30th. Friday, December 30th. Now, I know you're planning what you're going to do for New Year's, but in a bigger scope, you need to be thinking about New Year's when it comes to some insurance issues. So we've invited Brian Billhartz. Did I say it right?
You did. Yeah, perfect.
Everybody thinks your name is Billhartz.
Yeah, all the time. And even my poor agents, even my female agents get called Bill.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it is Brian Billhartz. Is that Billhartz or Billhartz?
Billhartz. The H is not silent.
Joey Pals, it's the end of the year. This is my last mistake, right? This will all be up on joeyenglish.com, and it'll be perfect. All right. What kind of insurance do you do?
So we really focus on Medicare. There's a lot of other options out there, life insurance and individual health plans. But for us, it's all about Medicare. We have a heart for Medicare.
Oh, I wish I'd thought of that. You have a Bill Hearts for Medicare. Got it. I'll wait, Joey Pals. I'll wait. What should we be doing the end of the year?
Well, the end of the year, there's not a whole lot to do per se. It's the start of the year. You know, so the start of the year, what happens in a lot of cases is you go to the pharmacy. And what you were paying for your medication last year may be different than what it is this year.
Higher or lower?
Well, if it were lower, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Oh. Higher. You know, these insurance companies, they change their formulary, which is just the list of medications that they cover. They change the tier that these medications are on. And, you know, you get bombarded with mail, and who has the time to go through all of that? It's so much. So a lot of times, it's a higher cost, you're not aware of it, and then you start to kind of lash out at your poor pharmacist for that, and it's not in their control.
Our good friend, Dennis Van Buskirk, who does all the other insurances, he tells us every year that auto insurance and mortgage and all that goes up a little bit every year. Is that true with what you do too?
It depends on the product. Because when you talk about Medicare, you really have three different options. Medicare Advantage, and then you have the other two that are kind of combined, which is a Medicare supplement and then your Medicare Part D. The Medicare supplement, in Dennis's case, those are insurance products, and those can and will go up every year, sometimes multiple times a year. Yeah, the premiums can adjust, you know, whenever the insurance companies want to. All those adjustments have to be approved by the State Department of Insurance, but they can, and I've seen it, where they've gone up multiple times in a year.
Wow.
Yeah. And then on the prescription drug plans, I actually was speaking with the client earlier. Gosh darn, where do they live? I want to say it was Arizona. And the prescription drug plan for them, there's actually a Medicare Part D plan that has a premium of $1.60 a month.
That's good.
Yeah. I was floored. How is it so cheap? This doesn't make any sense to me, but $1.60. I wasn't daydreaming.
We're all moving to Arizona.
You know, so everybody's situation is different. Everybody's case is different. And a lot of times when, you know, your doctor diagnoses you with something new, the first medication that comes up on his or her mind is what you see on the TV commercials.
And, yes.
And who do you think's paying for those commercials, Joey?
The drug companies. No, who? Us.
The drug users, which are...
Don't ask me math questions, Brian. Oh, how depressing. I'm going to tell Santa.
Well, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, somebody has to pay for those commercials, for the actors, for the production, and that all gets rolled back into the cost of the medication. So you have your Part D program, which typically pays a portion of it, but you're on the hook for the balance of it. And in a lot of cases, there are other medications that are already on the market that may not be, what's the word? That may not be a generic equivalent. Okay. See, what I try to coach my clients into is asking the doctor for a generic alternative. Because a generic equivalent, what you see on the TV commercial, there's no generic equivalent. It's a brand new medication. It has a whole new, like, molecular compound to it that makes it unique, which is why they market it. But if you ask your doctor for a generic alternative. Add that word to your vocabulary, Joey Pals, generic alternative, then you open up a whole different conversation with your doctor.
I'm so confused. And you know, you've taken care of mine already, but I am still getting daily emails of solicitation and so many snail mail offers at my post office box and my home. What do people do? How do you know to call you?
I mean, that's the easy answer, yes. Joey. I'm going to sit there and say, just call me. Yes. But honestly, you know, I like to advocate for any local broker. It's just really a point of working with people that are local, people that that are going to come to your home and sit on your couch with you and say, hey, let's look this stuff over. The guy you call on the 800 number, they're never going to come to your home. And therefore, they don't really care about the outcome other than they close a sale and get paid their commission. So you want to make sure you're working with somebody that's local. Obviously, in order to sell Medicare products, not only do we have to have our insurance license, we have to have a special certification just to be able to offer products to Medicare beneficiaries, because Medicare beneficiaries are a protected class.
Oh, don't try this at home alone. For the first time, I hear the Joey Pals. What's the phone number for the first time?
So, phone number 459-9617. That is 760.
Okay, I interrupted you.
That's okay. 459-9617.
Oh, area code 760. Yes. I thought maybe there was a new area code 459. Now you really better do it. Okay, Joey Pals, this third time's a charm.
Third time is always a charm. I'm the third born in my family, so third time is definitely a charm. 760-459-9617.
And you'll get you or your wife or somebody who's willing to help you. Now, remind me, a lot's changing at the end of this year. Some things have gone away forever. Tell me about that again.
Well, yeah, so really the things that are going away forever primarily is Intervalley Health Plan.
Okay.
December 31, gone forever. And it came as a shock to everybody. Nobody saw it coming. You know, there's been reasons that have been given of why it happened this way. I don't know if I'm at liberty to divulge that, because it doesn't change the outcome. They're closing their doors 12/31, and they were primarily a Southern California plan. And there's estimates of between 14 and 15,000 people that were impacted by this. Just, it's really unfortunate, because I know for myself, working with a lot of those affected members, I mean, I got to give a round of applause to Intervalley, because there was some serious loyalty to that plan.
Now, today's the 30th. Yeah. Tomorrow's the end of the year. If Joey Pals are clients of IVHP, right? Is that the Intervalley Health Plan? And they call you tonight or tomorrow, can you still help? Do you have to do it in 2022? Tick tock, tick tock.
The clock is definitely ticking. So do they have to do it? No, but should they do it? That's a different question. So because this plan is terminating, there's a different, a special time frame of when they can change their plans. Obviously, December 7th is long behind us at this point, but they still technically have through February 28th. Oh, but consider this, and this is the challenging part with Desert Oasis, is a lot of these members see doctors that are actual employed physicians of Desert Oasis.
Right.
The challenge there is, come January 1, if they hadn't made a decision today or tomorrow, January 1, they're going to be on Original Medicare, and those employed doctors do not accept Original Medicare.
Did you hear that, Joey Pals? Say it one more time. If you're DOHC / IVHP, and today and tomorrow come,
Yeah, and this is specifically for the employed physicians, like at the El Cielo location. Right. You've got the Bermuda Dunes location on Washington Street. You have Dr. Carrion in Indio and Cesar Chavez Boulevard in Coachella.
How about the High Desert?
None of the High Desert doctors are actual employees. They're all what's called an independent contractor. But for the employed physicians, come January 1, if they haven't made a choice for a new plan, by default, they'll go back to original Medicare January 1, and their doctor will not accept that original Medicare.
So you're going to have an issue on January 2nd, call your doctor, and they're going to say, I can't see you.
Yeah, hopefully the doctor says, call Brian.
Yeah.
And it's not just the doctor. It's also you're not going to have Part D prescription drug coverage either.
Oh, stars.
I know. So tomorrow's the day, the 31st, 11:59 p.m. I hope I'm not working that late, but if it's for a Joey pal, I'll do what's necessary.
Okay, we're out of time. Gosh, we'll get you back quickly to catch the people who still can do something. Can you reinstate it somehow?
Not a reinstatement, but they can. Again, they have until February 28th to choose a new plan.
Doctors.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Get the same doctors. Phone number and website clearly now. I'll be quiet.
Area code 760-459-9617. Website, BillHartsInsurance.com. That's 1L, BILHARTZ. Insurance.com.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. I can't wait.
Yes.
2023 is going to be amazing.
Yes, we need amazing. Bless your heart.
Thank you so much, Joey. Always a pleasure.
If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.